We got every motive from Earth to Mars. It's Kids Talking About Cars.
Welcome back to Kids Talking About Cars. I'm your host, Logan. We've got a cracking episode for you, so let's get straight into it. This week's transition effects come to you from Ferrari Formula One, their V10s. Now we're here with your nerds, with Ford, both stories of which are with Ford. Now I want to start with this. Ford makes a fully electric Mustang used for drag racing. What? No! Oh my God. Why, Ford? Why? Why the hell have they decided to make a electric Mustang for drag racing? Drag racing is for pure petrol-powered cars. This is absurd. Drag racing is for petrol cars because they go really fast and they're made for petrol, okay? Drag racing is made for petrol, not electric cars. Is things made specifically for petrol now turning into electric too? Is it the exact same thing as the Mustang Mach-E? Hybrid? Mustang's supposed to be V8, pure powered, okay? And not this. Oh my gosh, an electric Mustang used for drag racing. The Mustang logo is highlighted in blue like the logo they used on the freaking Toyota Prius and Toyota Camry. Jeez. Well, now let's see some more electric stories. Ford F-150 is transformed into a Tesla Cybertruck. I don't know what to say about this. A Ford F-150 into a Tesla Cybertruck. Tesla have stolen a Ford, turned it into a Cybertruck, and are now putting it onto a production. Ford should just sue Tesla for that. They should just sue Tesla. They've stolen the F-150, taken out the engine, put in something electric, which is probably a Toyota Camry electric motor, and just changed the bodywork. That's all they've done. I mean, it still has the same axle from the Ford F-150. And I mean, if it's electric, there's no point in making it a pickup truck if it can't go off-road because it's not powerful enough. Jeez. I'm sorry, I'm just getting a little heated, okay? I'm just getting a little raged. Well, let's have a look at some other stories, well. Mustang there again. Drag race, making smoke and it's electric. Well, actually, it's all I'm gonna say, except that, oh gosh, a teenager breaks the world record in a Porsche 718 Spyder. Where are teenagers getting millions of dollars to buy millions of dollars worth of supercar technology? What the hell? I mean, I know I'm not old enough to drive, but I'm getting really raged at this. The Renault Formula One team is re-banned as Alpine? Okay, that's not as bad, because basically Renault owns Alpine and stuff, blah, blah, blah. Chevrolet Corvette right-hand drive testing. Okay, so it's going to be able to be bought in the UK. I'm just having a look at Russian teams wins 2020 Masters of Armored Vehicle Shaping, sixth year running. The Soviets are going to take over the world at this point. There's no point just to keep making armored vehicles if there's never going to be a World War III. Ooh! Now this one's good. New James Bond movie preview. All the coolest cars. What could that mean? Because on the picture I'm seeing an Aston Martin DB5 and the headlights have been changed to Gatling guns. Well, Michelin announces three new Allguys, three tires for utes and vans. Well, at least we've got new tires that can actually be changed now. Aston Martin Victor, brutal. Off muscle car from Aston Martin. What's going on these days? Aston Martin making a muscle car? What the hell? DeLorean listed for sale in New South Wales at $88,000. I understand it's $88,000, $88,000, but why $88,000? I know it's in the movie Back to the Future, but it's not the actual DeLorean. It has no thrusters, it has no flux capacitor, it has nothing from the movie. Why is it so expensive? Oh my god. Oh my gosh, what the hell's going on in the world right now? Well, 2021 Jeep Wrangler, that's good. What? The new 2020 Jeep Wrangler is a hybrid? There's no point in making cars hybrid if they're gonna be made for off-road. They're not gonna be powerful enough. Oh, sorry guys. Oh my god. I'm raging. Hey guys, look at that, Lotus is back. With an electric car! Oh my god! Lotus are now going to the electricity! Oh! There's a new Jeep. I bet it's electric. New Mercedes S-Class. Bet it's electric. Ooh, 2021. Brabham BT620R Racer for the road. Well, it's a Ford GT all over again. Race car on the road. Sorry, guys, it's just taking a while, but I'm really getting heated. Mercedes could be the world's first car maker with a level up. What? 2021 Mercedes-Benz S-Class could be the first car maker, so specifically the X-Class, could be the first car in the world to have levels of autonomy that won't require a driver to input to 60 kilometers per hour. Mercedes have gone ahead and made auto drive. Volvo's Cayenne Racing shows off reimagined a P1 800 Classic. So that looks like an old car racing, so it's petrol, of course. I'm happy about that. Liberty Subaru WRXs, let's see, they're electric. Well, no, they're SUVs. Don't look like SUVs to me. It might be some of those flashbacks, but to me, they look like four-door Subaru WRXs, which is what they are. Well, I don't want to get any more heated up. Range Rover... No, please don't tell me Range Rover is one electric. Range Rover have gone ahead and made a hybrid. As I said, there's no point in making a hybrid if it's not powerful enough to go uphill and off-road. Range Rovers are made to go off-road. No, guys. See car of the week. I can't do this. Hey guys, sorry about me raging out and stuff. Sorry about that. Well, today's car of the week is the 1962-5 Volkswagen Combi Type 2. So it's not start. So they're coming in at 80. Okay, you may as well buy a Jaguar F-Type if you're gonna buy a car. $85,000 for a Volkswagen. A $85,000 Volkswagen. It may as well be a Porsche. 1.6-liter four-cylinder. Okay. 1.6-liter four-cylinder for a car that's the same price as a Jaguar freaking F-Type. Oh my gosh. Rims are steel, so it's going to the classics. The classic steel rims. It's got four gears, manual, rear-wheel drive. It's the engine size is 1,584cc, and it's pistons, of course, because it has four cylinders. And, well, I just want to say I like combis. I actually have a Combi Type 2 over here that took me 7 hours to build out of Lego. I know you can't see it, but it's wicked. It even has a camping extension on the roof, a roof rack, curtains, and inside of it actually has a post that says, "Make Lego models, not war." Comedy gold. The door's open, and you can actually take the roof off too if you want to have a look inside. It's got the front seats, of course, pedals, gear stick, everything you need. It has a clock in there. It has a foldable up and down table on the one I have here. And to bring the table up, you got to use a wine glass. Yeah. You got to use a wine glass to pull it up. Alcoholics these days. I was going to say I love this combi here, but generally all combis are with my heart. Because they're so big and you can live in them. If you can't afford a house, well, you're not going to be able to afford one of these. If you can't afford a house and you can't afford a house, because houses are almost like $1 million, $500,000 to the $30 billion, yeah. Volkswagen, and if you have just below $100,000, you can get a combi and just live in that, because it has two seats, a dining room basically, the front seats are a bench, and it has a clock in the front, so you can actually set an alarm. I just love combis, I love them. Yeah, I love them. My sister likes the Beetle. Four seats. I like the combi, millions of seats. I just gotta say, that's all I gotta say, actually. I hope you enjoyed it. We're gonna move on to the interview. This week, we're coming to you from my house with my dad.
Hello.
I got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions for you.
Shoot.
What was your first car?
My first car, I inherited off my grandmother, and it was a 1988 Mazda 323, and it was lime green in colour.
Wow.
And it was pretty small, and it was so old that it still had a choke. Do you know what a choke is?
What's that?
It's this little button you pull out from the dash, which gives a little more petrol into the engine so that it makes it a bit easier to start up, and then once the engine gets warm, you push the choke back in and it puts a little less petrol into the engine.
Mm.
They don't exist anymore, or they're hard to find these days.
Wait, remember that time we saw the Mazda RX-3?
That was pretty cool.
Lime green.
That was a nice car. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wish I had one of those.
Yeah. But the cheapest you can get those is like $100,000.
Well, we won't be buying one then, eh?
Yeah. What's your current car?
Current car is a 2013 Fiat 500.
Which I love driving in, by the way.
Yeah, very small, easy to park, which is why I got it. Because it's really, really tiny.
Yeah.
And you can pretty much fit it into any spot.
If you don't know, this is the same Fiat 500 that I mentioned in the interview with my teacher. What's your dream car?
I think my dream car would... Well, it's probably got a... Can I have a couple?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess... My ultimate dream car, if I could have anything I wanted, I'd want a 90s model Peugeot 205 Roland Garros.
I drew you one of those.
You did draw me one of those. Because it's that Roland Garros green, you know, from the French Open tennis tournament.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from. So they use that colour green and that colour orange on the interior.
How the beige?
And it's a little... Yeah, well, it's a beigey orange. And then it's a convertible as well. So it's a convertible Peugeot 205. And it's got that real square lining to it. I just love it. I think it looks great.
Okay. You said you had a couple.
Oh, so the other one I would like... What I'd really love to have is to have another Fiat 500, but the old one. Not the retro revival that we've got, to have an original Fiat 500 that are even smaller.
Even smaller.
Even smaller, yeah.
And isn't the boot in the front, engine in the back?
Yeah, probably, but they're hard to find these days, especially in Australia.
Yeah, I mean, I really like the old Fiat 124.
They're nice too. They're nice. They're only two-seaters though, so...
Yeah, but I mean, they're a lot easier to find in Australia. But I found one in car sales, and you're not allowed it in South Australia.
Why not?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's a little weird. Holden or Ford?
Geez, that's a really tough one. Because I like the old Holdens, I like the old Commodores, but then...
The Mustang, F-350, F-150, the Ford GT, GT40.
I do like a Mustang. Do you know what? When I was working recently, I think I remember I showed you a picture of a Ford F-150 with Shelby branding on it. Yep, it was blue with the white stripes, and it was only one of 10 in Australia, and it cost about $280,000. It just looked magnificent.
Well, I mean, I actually have a video of it right here, of it blasting off. Okay, iPad's at full volume. Just prepare to hear, your mind will get blown. Okay, so is it getting ready?
Yeah, I can tell you it was a lot louder in real life.
Yeah.
Hmm.
How many points have you lost on your license?
I've only ever lost 1 point.
One.
Yep, and that was for speeding. I got done by an RMS camera. But I'm pretty lucky because I lived overseas for 12 years that most of my driving was done over there, so I didn't accumulate points. Not that I did anything really badly, but I didn't really get any points. So I only had 1 point since we came back to Australia, and that was during one time when we were moving house and I was really in a rush and I was going a bit too quick down Henry Lawson Drive and I got flashed by a camera.
Oh. Well, he doesn't normally have like 6 or 7 points.
Yeah, but you know, we don't talk about that.
Petrol or electric?
I still think I'm more for petrol.
Yes.
Although, I do like the idea of just parking your car in the garage and just plugging it in and then not have to buy petrol anymore.
But I mean, it's the same thing because, I mean, you could have a little petrol thing in your garage input too. So then you can just fill up your car and then go inside.
Yeah, I know. I don't think we've got space in our garage to keep any petrol. And also, it's probably a bit dangerous to keep flammable petrol inside your house, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like petrol because it gives you that, like, the sound. And, like, Lambos. There's no point in having a Lambo if you can't hear it.
You know what they should do?
What?
They should make electric cars, but put speakers on the outside that simulate a petrol engine taking off. So when the electric car takes off, you can just flick a button and then the speakers on the outside of the car will make it sound like
Car. Speakers underneath the bonnet and out the exhaust.
Yeah.
Like fake exhaust.
Like, so it gives out fake revving sounds and a fake takeoff sound.
Yes.
That way you can have both. You're good for the environment and it still sounds awesome.
Yeah. Never thought of that.
Yeah.
No, I like electric a little more.
Now let me ask you a question, Logan. What's your dream car?
Oh gosh. The 1967 Shelby GT500.
And why do you like that one so much?
Because it's in the movie Gone in 60 Seconds, and I also just really like the look of it. I'm also a big fan of V8s.
Right, okay. Have you ever seen one in real life?
No, but I've sat in a 72 model before. Episode 2 interview, we sat in Marty's Mustang.
Oh, yeah, you did too. Yeah, okay. And what about the car makes you like it so much?
It's just the sound it makes. I also like the old leather trim in it.
Mm-hmm. What about the shape of it?
Shape, spot on.
Yeah. Didn't you build one out of Lego recently?
Yes. Took me and you both 11 hours to build it.
Yeah. It was pretty good at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it the same as the one in Gone 60 Seconds?
No, slightly different. Because the one that in there is a 66 model. It's not a 67.
Right, okay. What was your first car?
A Peugeot 3000. Wait, what was the station wagon, the Peugeot?
307 SW.
307 station wagon.
Yep.
And the first ever Hot Wheels I had was a Peugeot SUV Matchbox.
Right. And what about you, Holden or Ford?
Holden or Ford? Ford.
Okay.
What do you think?
Petrol or electric?
Petrol.
Why is that?
Because the sound that they give off, although with the speaker idea, is that if you have the petrol, it's more authentic.
Well, because you get that smell and everything coming through.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. And if it conks out, you have lots of time to spare.
That's true.
If you have lots of time to spare, you have a car to fix.
Yeah. Have you seen Ford vs. Ferrari, the movie?
Yes.
What did you think of it?
Loved it. I've seen it twice.
You've seen it twice? What do you prefer, the Fords or the Ferrari back in those days?
The GT40 all the way.
The which one?
The GT40 Ford.
Oh, right, okay. Is that the one that then when they won 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, but see, the GT40 should actually have been called the Shelby GT40 because most of it was built by Shelby.
By Carroll Shelby?
Yep, Shelby, and the Shelby American Company built the GT40.
And what were the Ferraris using?
They were using just the regular Le Mans race cars, but they added in a bigger engine and made them more aerodynamic.
Right, okay. That's pretty cool.
I mean, if I was going to go for a Ferrari race car, I'd go for the 250 GTO from 1961.
Oh, I don't know that one.
We should look it up.
You could do.
Yeah. Do you like the DeLorean?
Love a DeLorean. I don't think there's many of them in Australia, though, are there?
On car sales, there's one for $88,000.
Well.
One Jaguar F-Type equals one DeLorean.
I'd love to drive a DeLorean, but I don't think we're going to be able to get one.
Imagine if you just went to Movie World and they had the DeLorean from the Back to the Future movies there.
Yeah, I'm sure they
do. But it was like the original ones from each movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think we have to end it here. This interview's on for quite a while. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Get to producing, and we'll be back for episode 6, hopefully.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Episode 5, great. Well, let's go move on to our forecast at Rolls Royce. We're going to start with the Phantom with a 6.7 litre V12. $950,000, so all you millionaires out there, you might want to go get that. 250 kilometers per hour and 420 kilowatts. Well, it looks like the regular Phantom just has new upgrades. Rolls-Royce Dawn, I've never heard of this before. 6.6 liter V12, $749,000, 250 kilometers per hour, 420 kilowatts. Most of these aspects are saying like they all have a V12. They're all expensive. They all are 250 and they all have 420 kilowatts. But, I mean, I've got to say all the features, so, well, Rolls Royce Ghost. 6.6 litre V12, $545,000, 250 kilometers per hour, and 420 kilowatts. The Rolls-Royce Cullinan, 6.8 litre V12, $760,000, 250 kilometers per hour, and 441 kilowatts. So I was wrong about all of them being 420. Well, that means the Rolls-Royce is a 6.6 litre V12, 645,000. 250 kilometers per hour, 465 kilowatts. So this one's faster. Well, no, not faster. I mean, it's second cheapest and it has the most kilowatts. I mean, Rolls-Royce brought out 5 new cars, all of which look really cool. See, the Dawn, I'm pretty sure, is a Rolls-Royce Phantom Coupe. Ghost is a mini Rolls-Royce Phantom. A Cullinan is a Rolls-Royce Phantom sports car, and the Rolls-Royce Wraith is a different type of a Rolls-Royce sports car. Well, that's it for your forecast. Let's move on to the outro. Thank you so much for listening. Now, I gotta go and relax and watch YouTube.
We got every motor from Earth to Mars. It's kids talking about